turnover.
Okay, so what's the name of the guy who's getting the more work done?
The tractor.
Tractor's getting more work done, right?
Right.
But who's working the hardest? Which man is working the hardest?
This one.
No.
The farmer. All himself.
Okay, yeah. And where? And which horse is working the hardest?
That one.
Because there's only one horse. Yeah. There's no comparison anymore, is there? Okay, ready to turn the page?
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, that's all about work.
Yeah.
This is what Daddy does every
the
day.
Big
Do you, which is harder? Which is harder work?
That one.
Why
this one.
No, that's not hard work.
This one.
Because it doesn't have a motor.
Right. Which is a harder way to do it?
That one.
That guy, because he doesn't have a motor.
Right.
Which is the harder way to do it?
That one. Because he doesn't have a barrel.
Okay, which is the guy that gets more work done?
That guy, and that guy.
Right, the guys who do it, it's easy to do, and they get a lot of work done, right?
Yeah.
Because what do they have to help them?
A machine.
Or?
A barrel.
Or wheels, right?
Yeah.
Either a motor or wheels.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know who this man?
A set of wheels.
Yeah. Do you know who this man was?
Why does it fall? Johnny Appleseed.
No.
Yeah, huh? Who?
Isaac Newton.
Look at Johnny Appleseed.
Do you know why? Because he was the man who thought about gravity. He's the man who discovered that things fall.
Why does it fall?
What's this man's name,
Marky?
Because
nothing's falling onto it.
Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
Was a great discoverer of all the
I'm
things
not
that
talking
fall.
About him. The reason why they fall is because nothing's pulling them up, so the center of gravity is pulling them down.
And the center of gravity, where is the center of gravity in our world?
Right. Like right in the center of the Earth.
Very good, Ross. Where'd you learn that?
Mr. Wizard's World.
Wonderful. Okay, now why do they come down? Oh, sorry, Ross, read that.
Why do they come down?
Okay.
Because, this one, it holds this piece of air, so the air catches it up.
Mm-hmm.
Only sometimes he loses air up on top,
right.
So he catches more and floats down. And because of the center of gravity pulls her down.
Okay, now Mark.
And him with that too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let Mark do this one. This is a tough one. What happened here, Marky? Can you tell me the whole story? What happened here?
You nail these on here.
A kid was playing.
Uh huh.
And he sat on here real hard.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And what happened?
He fell.
Shelf fell down.
Yeah.
And see that it pulled out of the wall. See those little nails? It pulled out of the wall. See that?
Yeah.
You think his father's going to be mad?
Uh huh.
When he lands.
Okay. Mm. Now this is Ross's turn to read.
Okay. How does it fall? How does it get up? The way it falls is because...
Why does it fall?
Why does it fall? Because the center of gravity is like just...
Pulling it down, right?
Pulling it down. And because... because he's like fighting against the center of gravity to get up.
Very good. Uh-huh. And what does he use to fight against the center of gravity?
His muscles and his bones.
Right, the muscles
and
the bones.
And the muscles and the bones and the heart are all together fighting with the center of gravity.
Right, and that makes him act like a little missile that goes zoop and he jumps up top.
Yeah.
How come he lands on his right feet?
Because the center of gravity, like When you land, it seems to want you to land on your
cats
right
are,
feet.
And cats are made that way.
Yeah.
Cats are made so that when they're falling,
they land on their right feet.
Because their little muscles pull their feet around.
And they always land on their
feet. This is Marky's turn. Okay, we're going to see this, Marky?
Yeah.
Why does it go down?
Because there's a hole in it.
Uh-huh, and it runs down. Water always runs downhill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why does this go down?
Uh,
Because the girl picks it off, picks it with her hand, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Marky got easy
what
ones.
What lifts it up?
Marky has to do this one. Mark does this one. What lifts it up?
A person that has a spoon.
Very good. Or a fork, right?
Or a fork. Yeah.
Okay. How about what lifts this up, Marky?
This.
It's a big pitchfork.
A pitchfork, yeah.
Okay, now Ross gets this one. What lifts this up?
A machine.
What's the name of that machine?
A crane.
Mm-hmm. I knew what you said, crane.
Insufficient.
It's not.
Investigation.
What investigation?
Crane.
What makes it go up?
Now we're going to learn what makes things go up. You guys ready?
Because the fire is burning a hole through the ground, and the ground is going to burn a hole. Like maybe the fire is like pushing the missile up.
You're right, Ron.
And fighting.
It pushes against it.
Yeah, it pushes against the ground to push this thing up.
Same thing over here.
The
air pushes against the other air.
Yeah.
But it's actually what's happening is not just pushing against the ground, which is very important.
It's not burning a hole, only that it's like...
How a balloon goes up in the air.
It shoots and it tries to shoot up, and maybe sometimes it shoots down.
The underwear is up. Yeah. Like you're not going to go around. You're not going to go to the office like that, I hope. Okay, now, can you tell me what this says, Russ?
What can it magnet lift?
No, what can?
What can a magnet lift?
Now, Mark has to answer. Mark has to answer.
I like it.
Yeah. What can a magnet lift, Mark?
Needles.
Yeah, what else?
This.
Junk.
Junk.
Junk iron.
Junk iron.
What does everything that the magnet lifts have to be made of?
I know.
Okay, it's Ross's turn to guess, okay?
Okay.
What has to be made of?
Steel or, like, metal?
Iron.
Yeah, iron.
Because steel is made of iron, okay?
Yeah.
It has to be made of iron.
But it won't lift.
Would it lift pennies, Mark?
Huh?
Will it lift pennies? No, because they don't have iron and they're made of copper.
Right.
Would it lift a balloon?
No.
Why?
Because it doesn't have copper.
Doesn't have iron. Will it lift a leaf?
No.
No. Why not?
Because it doesn't have iron.
Will it lift old junky cars?
Yeah.
Why?
They're made of iron.
Iron and steel. Yeah. Steel is iron that you put in a hot fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is this? We're shooting things.
I want to see this.
This is the principle of jets that are shooting. This is the principle of pushing things. These are different, and this is the magnets, okay?
Dad.
Is this enough for today? You want to stop?
Hey, Dad, you know what?
I want to do all of it.
I really like to take lessons in bow and arrow things.
Oh, they're going to when they decide it's safer.
When all the crazy kids are out.
Yeah, I think so. Too many crazy kids this time.
I know. Too many kids.
Too many kids this group?
Yeah.
Goes Mark.
I hope... A lot of kids. Hey, where did you get those socks?
Who knows? Okay, now let's do the rest of this later, okay?
I'm gonna buy them.
You ready to take a break?
Baby.
Should we take a break, Mark?
Like he said, don't lock him in this toilet. In other words, he had to close the toilet lid so that the cat wouldn't jump in. And I said, you have to close it so the cat doesn't jump in. And then he said, yeah. I have to close one more toilet. And he looked and said, oh, that toilet lid is locked. It was already closed, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how old did you say the cat was?
Zero.
And then he said, then he's going to be three. And then?
No, two. One.
One. And then he's going to be two, and then he's going to be three, and then he's going to be four, which is as old as I am, right? How do you say it?
Then he's going to be four, and that's how old I am.
And that's how old I am. And he's going to be five, and that's how old Ross was. And then he's going to be six, and that's how old Ross is. And then he's going to be seven. And how old is that, Marky?
I'm older.
I know. 1, 2, 3. Mark, he asked if we could have a baby girl, and I said only if we got a little orphan. We adopt an orphan.
I don't want to do that.
What's an orphan? I said, we want somebody who's mommy and
daddy.
I want
the
cat
walk.
And then
he said,
I want to stay with you guys. I don't want to go. Only, I don't want to pack up and run away. Mark, you go out, take the mail out to the mailbox and put up the flag, and he got out there and saw the flag was up, and he came back in and reported to me. I didn't have to put up the flag because it was already up. Right, Mark? Did you put the letters in the box?
Yeah.
Was there anything else in there?
You know what was in there?
What?
Another letter.
To who?
For someone else.
For someone else. Incredible.
Well, it had the same sticker on it.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Okay, now, I'm going to get some waffles for Rossi, okay? Ross was talking about getting some toys at the store. He said, Dad, I got a whole bunch of money. I can buy some toys. And I said, well, how'd you like to use your money to buy some G.I. Joe pants? And he said, no, you use your money and buy that. And I said, no, I'm not going to use it. And he said, oh, no problem. Anytime I go over to Joey's, what do you say? Nope.
What?
What do you say? Whenever you go to Joey's, you can...
Always wear his...
Always wear his G.I. Joe pants. So no problem.
Brian has a question.
I just told Ross and Mark that the box on the side of the telephone pole is a transformer. Told them that was a transformer, and Marty said, it doesn't change into anything, it can't be a transformer, because he thought transformers were only the transformer toy. I asked Ross if anybody has to go pee, he said, not me. Besides, we do have a bathroom there, don't we? We're going down to work, and he knows that there's a restroom down at CMU.
Hey, Dad!
He could go to. Yeah, Ross?
Did you know that, Jimmy has been at camp all these days, mm-hmm. and just yesterday he got 5 girlfriends.
5 girlfriends?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that.
All in this all inside.
All inside one?
All inside.
Five girlfriends?
He's got 5 girlfriends.
Oh, they just started to tease him, I bet.
No, they just
they really love
like
him.
Them.
They really? That's great.
What? I got 5 girlfriends.
Is that what he said? Wow, incredible. That's too many, I think, because you can't handle all those.
I know, that's why I gave him one of my weapons. Uh-huh. It's a stick with a Y. It's a Y.
He's got to watch out
and
with those. Yeah.
And I gave him a rubber band and find some rocks.
So he won't get ruined by all those girls, right?
Yeah, he'll go pew,
pew,
pew.
Right.
And I got some weapons, you know those Chinese stars?
Yeah. Those will work great. Yeah. Great ones. Okay. So he can protect himself against all
those
girls, right?
Yeah, me, Mark, and I think...
Jerry, yeah.
Me, Mark, and I think that Danny are his guards.
Mm-hmm. How old is Jerry?
Danny.
Danny, or Jerry? Is there a Jerry or Danny?
No.
Danny.
No.
Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
And how old is he?
6.
Well, he needs help.
What?
He's one of the young kids, right, in your group?
Yeah, but he's not the one who has a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Which is the one that has the girlfriends?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. How old is Jimmy?
6. He's the same size as I am.
And he needs help.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys better help him. Okay, here's your brush.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my thing. Said, I'm glad we're going to wear our seat belts every day. Or no. And I said, what do you mean? What do you mean no? And he said, if we don't, you know what? What would happen if we don't, Mark?
The policeman will put the parent in jail.
The policeman will put the parent in jail. I just finished telling them that if parents didn't put seatbelts on their kids, they get sent to jail. And people that don't have seatbelts on have to pay $50. I was talking about whether he wanted a motorcycle. What kind of bike did you want?
A dirt bike. You know those little miniature bikes for us?
dirt bike, you know, those miniature bikes for us kids that run motors. You mean not a motorcycle, but a motorbike?
Yeah.
A motorbike?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then he said, are those actually for kids our age? And I said, no, they're for kids a little bit older, right, Ross? Which do you want, a motorbike or a dirt bike?
Either one.
Either one. Good. 13th, or actually 14th.
Come.
It was short when we went from Eastmont to the Carnegie Museum, and we went past the road that went up to our road. And you know what? What, Ross?
William said that his cousin. He said that his cousin lived in Churchill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's his cousin's name?
I know.
William said that his cousin lived in Churchill.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Ross, it's the reason it's taking so long right now to get here is because there are not as many kids yelling on the bus.
I know.
And so you think that things are happening real slowly. And Mark fell asleep, right? Poor little Marky. We'll have to leave him in the car, I guess, huh? Can't do that. Pick him up real quietly and take him up to take a nap, right? He loves to take naps in cars.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Especially over where the paper is.
Right. Could you fix this paper for him so it's not all bent up? I said I get Shenley pool, a fantasy pool, and the wave pool all mixed up. They're all pools that I know, that's why. He doesn't really get them mixed up, he just says that because he says they're related. You don't really get them too mixed up, do you?
No.
No. I asked Ross, how much money do you have? And he said, $5.15. And I said, do you think that'll be enough for what you need? And he said, well, you're going to add some money, aren't you?
$5 and,
Let's see. Didn't you get some dimes? Didn't you get some dimes from?
Yeah, but
I think you got another 20 cents, probably. So about $5.35, right?
$5 and what's 15 with 5?
20.
And what's okay? $5.30.
Yeah, very good. Because Mark, you've got 2 dimes and you got 1 dime, right?
No, he gave me 3 dimes.
Wow, he earned a lot of money. Didn't you earn 1 dime, 1 nickel? Now, Mark also did extra art, so he gets 1 more quarter.
Oh, you can give it to me, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So what is,
Well, wait, is Mark going to give it to you?
What? Yeah.
You
what
sure?
He already did.
He already did.
What is 30 cents?
It's, July 20th, and last night I was at Jane and Ian's, and Mark was asking me for some water, and I said, just go over to Ian and say, may I have some water, please? So I said that a couple of times. Just go over and say, may I have some water, please? So Mark went over to Ian and said, I know you don't have any water, right? Yes or no?
So yes or no is something that he learns from me. I do it when I'm very impatient. I just want a straight answer, yes or no. That obviously is he changed Mary's nice way of formulating it into, I know you don't have any water, etc. They just totally messed up the nice setup Mary gave him.
He asked, will this kitty die too? I told him, remember Titi, she said she died. He said, will this kitty die too? And I said, when you get old and have a mustache like Daddy? And he said, will I be able? Then he stopped and said, someday will I have to shave off my mustache? Okay, what do you want to say?
I need that.
Mommy went, got in here, walk, walk, walk. That's what she did. He's looking at me.
Keep going.
Oh, can you say no on my lap?
Okay, so you're not
like that.
That's what I said.
It's better without
saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. When the guy, I mean.
Oh, it's really better without sound, really.
This tape is metal. What a. Kitty.
Okay, thank you, Mom.
Here's your cat.
Okay, now you going to bed? You go up to bed.
No,
bed.
I want my snack.
What do you want to eat, Mark?
I want my peanuts. Yum, and yummy
water. Come on, I'll give it to you. Come on. Ross said, you know what? Some person in this family has been very forgetful. They leave the toilets open. And I said, I think that person's name might be Mark. And he said, yeah, I think it might be. The point is that they're not supposed to because Cat might jump in.
Mark said, I think it's too early in the morning to be a cowboy. I take off my hat, and I take off my belt, and I take out my guns. And then I'm a lad. And then he said, what is a lad? And I said, a lad is a boy. And he said, and then I'm a lad and because he made a pun. He said, I saw some people, and I saw Cinnamon. And I said, did you see Cinnamon's boy, his owner? And Mark said, yeah. And I said, was he running? And Mark said, running. He was jogging.